Soon after the secession vote, the country around Richmond became one vast armed camp. The air filled all hours with the sounds of martial music, officers shouting commands, and soldiers tramping through city streets or being drilled at the central fairgrounds to the north. Drummers beat out reveille in the morning. Buglers blew taps at night. Troops and officials from the new Confederate government poured into the city, which became the rebel capital in May, soon tripling its population to about 100,000. Speculators, gamblers, prostitutes, and criminals, many disguised in Confederate uniforms, also arrived. Taxes had to be raised to provide extra city services for the influx. Food prices surged from scarcities, and extortionists gouged customers. Van Loo refused to join the sewing societies Richmond women formed to make uniforms, roll bandages, and manufacture cartridges. Shortly after John Brown's hanging at the end of 1859, Elizabeth had begun sending unsolicited letters to federal officials in Washington with her observations of economic conditions in Richmond and the growing secessionist sentiment there. By summer 1861, with her letters containing more information on Confederate troops moving about the city and the numbers she saw, Van Loo stopped using the mails and had trusted friends carry her notes to Washington. Though her criticism of slavery and refusal to sew shirts for soldiers became common knowledge around her neighborhood, Elizabeth still remained a member in good standing of Virginia's old-line aristocracy. No one could conceive of a woman from that class becoming a spy for the Union.